Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah! Hey there! What's up, people? How are you? It is the one and only Chubby Ray Live. I would be Ray Lytle. Welcome.
Chubby Ray Live. I would be...
Wait a minute, I'm getting a weird echo.
Welcome. Chubby Ray Live.
Oh, boy. That's all I need.
Wait a minute, I'm getting a weird echo.
You hear that mess?
Oh, boy. That's all I need.
Oh, God. What did I do? What the hell did I do? All right, what the hell now? Wait a minute. What the hell? Everything's going to hell.
Wait a minute.
It is all going to hell. What in God's name is happening?
Wait a minute.
It is all going to hell.
What's going on?
What in God's name is happening?
Please stop.
Please, for the love of God, stop. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
This is what I get right here.
Joe has invaded your computer.
Good Lord, yeah. Did you hear that?
Walking around like the Hillbilly Joe Show.
Oh, my God.
Professional setup,
every single thing that could fire up at once, it all fired. Oh, my God. Well, welcome, everybody. How are you? It is Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray Lytle. Along with me, the one and only Signor Gully from Liverpool, England. Hello, Gully.
Buongiorno.
And, of course, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla coming at you live.
Hello, Raymond.
From Springfield, Illinois. So welcome to the program. It's good to see you guys. For the first time ever, they can see all of us on the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're looking at the camera right now. You actually see me. I'm the fat guy in the on the one side of the screen. It's very Brady Bunch-esque. And then to my, I guess it would be my left. Hi, guys. You would see Gorilla and Gully. So there you go. And you can, you know. And so now you see who was. Gorilla's on the top. He's a topper.
That's right.
And Gully's on the bottom. He's a bottomer. Is there such a thing?
I hope not. It sounds horrible.
Those are gay terms, by the way.
Sorry, Gully.
Tops and bottoms.
Sorry, Gully. I probably should have put you on the top.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, my God. So, how was your day, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Yeah? Good.
My day involves Sudafed, Lucozade, and painkillers.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty
much. What's happening? What do you mean?
I'm still ill. I'm just trying to fight the good fight.
Uh-oh. Poor Gully.
Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Poor Gull. So, today is voting day for the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very low turnout, I'd imagine, right? I mean, it's got to be. It's primary.
Yeah.
Not many people vote in the primaries.
I did.
Did you vote? Yeah, my wife also voted. I did not get out there, and then I was going to go out there. Now it's too late. So I think for the first time in a while, I guess I'm not going to vote.
They're open till 7, right? You can still go.
Oh, are they open till 7?
I'm almost positive.
I thought they were only open till 6. Well, I actually might go. Because for once, I actually know who I'm voting for, so... I'll have to go over there. So everybody is, are you guys doing good? It is Groundhog's Day as well. If anybody actually believes in Groundhog's Day, which by the way, Groundhog's Day is what? Groundhog's Day is, let me see if I get this right. A rat comes out of a hole. All right. And some type of rodent pokes his head out. And if he sees his shadow, we will have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes.
And if he doesn't see his shadow, then spring will begin in 6 weeks. Isn't that what...
No, it's the
isn't
end
it
of,
something like that?
Winter.
What is it?
It's the end of winter. If the
6 weeks till the end of winter. Yeah. No, I'm serious. If you read to what they're doing, it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing. It's like
it's
six,
one of them.
If they see the shadow, then it's six more weeks of winter, and if they don't see the shadow, then it's spring will begin in 6 weeks or something.
It's one of them American traditions that makes us
it's
think everyone in America is mad.
It's a ridiculous, stupid tradition that started in Pennsylvania, and it has continued because the state of Pennsylvania has so many electoral college votes. That's what I think is going on. It's kind of like anything that has to do with Iowa.
You know, very bizarre.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
And it takes place in a place called Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which I've been to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and it's a horrible, ugly little town in western Pennsylvania. And this is the only time that this place ever gets any notice whatsoever.
But they gave us a great movie, Ray.
The movie's fantastic.
Love Groundhog's Day.
But the legend is stupid. The legend's ridiculous. I mean, it's akin to worshiping. I mean, it's akin to stoning people to death in hopes of a prosperous crop.
It's not even close.
Not even close. You're worshiping some little pagan rat. It's very, very odd. I can't believe it.
And then that might make more sense.
They fool children, okay? They fool children into believing that this, like my poor little daughter, she's actually going, oh God, I hope the groundhog doesn't see its shadow. And I go, what? She goes, I hope the groundhog doesn't see its shadow. I'm hoping. She actually got up today. She's such a sweet little baby. She got up today and she looked outside and she goes, it's not sunny. Yes. And I go, what? Why? She goes, I don't want the groundhog to see a shadow, so I was hoping it wasn't sunny. And I'm like, they have fooled these children into thinking that a groundhog is actually going to determine, you know, what the hell the weather's going to be like. That's and all because of a place in Pennsylvania. And here's the other thing. There are now so many groundhogs, all right? For example, today, this is how many groundhogs today. You've got Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. General Beauregard Lee the Groundhog in Snellville, Georgia. Malvern Mel in Malvern, New York. Staten Island Chuck in Staten Island, New York. Woodstock Willie the Groundhog in Woodstock, Illinois. Wyerton Willie in Wyerton, Ontario. Punxsutawney Phil, of course. Spanish Joe. Dunkirk Dave. Buckeye Chuck in Marion, Ohio. Ballsack Billy.
Ballsack Billy?
Ballsack Billy in Balzac, Alberta, Canada.
Okay.
There's all these different... Scubanecity Sam in Scubanecity, Nova Scotia, Canada, and French Creek Freddy in French Creek, West Virginia. These are all places that, and there's like 10 more. And for example, here we go. In Wisconsin, Georgia, Staten Island, Woodstock, Illinois, Dunkirk, New York, Marion, Ohio, Balzac, Alberta, and French Creek, West Virginia, the groundhog. Each said, early spring. In Malvern, New York, Willerton, Ontario, Punxsutawney, Philadelphia, and Scubanecity, plus Manchester, Connecticut, Howell, Michigan, all said 6 more weeks of winter. So the groundhogs each did different, you know what I mean? The groundhogs each did different things.
Well, yeah, but they're in different parts of the country.
Yeah, it's just really weird.
This is definitely one of them occurrences. The rest of the world looks at America in astonishment when things like this happen.
I'm with you, Gully. I think that people start, you know, I think that they start thinking less of the United States when we do ridiculous things like this.
Oh, come on. Yes, they really do. No, they don't.
Gully, you live in England. You have all your friends in England. What do they think about us celebrating Groundhog's Day?
It normally ends up in the silly section of the news. Mm. And finally bit in the news, it's the Americans have done something stupid today. Yeah. That's what it normally is.
Yeah, because the British never do anything stupid.
Well, no, but they're not America. I mean, America, we're supposed to be the leader of the world. We can't be thought of as worshiping rodents.
Oh, come on. Ridiculous. It's a fun day of the year, right?
I don't know. I'm embarrassed by it. I really am embarrassed by the groundhog. I really am. And it is the same thing. It's like one is 6 more weeks of winter and the other one's spring will start in 6 weeks.
It's bizarre.
It's like the same thing. I don't know. And then here is I did find a interesting how accurate is Punxsutawney Phil? All right. And somebody actually took his guesses, all right? They took his guesses and then they converted it into the accuracy.
Now this is why the rest of the world should be laughing at us.
Why?
It's a fun day, and then some jackass has to go out and go, well, how accurate is the groundhog?
Right, because of course it's not accurate. It's not accurate at all.
It doesn't matter that some jackass went out and he decided he was going to try and prove a groundhog wrong. That's why the world should look down on us.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you with that. I agree with that. But the reason that they do it is to show people, hey, you know, you should not be taking what the groundhog says as accuracy.
You know, unless the groundhog's a meteorologist.
Especially poor little children. Like, my daughter was really, you know, she was, like, rooting for the groundhog to not see his shadow. She wanted 6 more weeks of, or she wanted spring early.
Bizarre.
Once again, and then this one thing says that all Punxsutawney Phil does is they kind of steal from the Farmer's Almanac.
Well, he doesn't even come out of the hole anymore to look for his shadow.
Yeah, they just say, he's got a note.
Yeah,
he saw his shadow.
Has the rat ever savaged anyone?
Interesting, though. Punxsutawney Phil from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, is actually about 68 to 70% correct. So, wow. I'll give you what, I mean, that's not bad. By the way, the almanac is 80% accurate. So that's if you think about it, that's, you know, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I mean, to be over 50% is pretty good because I think you can kind of, you know, flip a coin and be around 50%, right?
They should just flip the groundhog.
Yeah. I say they shoot at the groundhog, and if they hit him, then we're having groundhog for supper. And if we don't, then we'll be having 6 more weeks till we have it.
If it dies, it's going to snow. If it survives, it's not going to snow.
I'd like to be this groundhog, though. You know they baby that groundhog. They treat him like a king.
They're feeding steak.
It really is ridiculous.
Massages.
I wish I could read the poem that they read. What is the poem that they read when the groundhog comes out? And if you read the poem, I think it's the same thing. I'm serious. Let me see if I can actually find it. Okay. Today is the day the groundhog comes out of his hole after a long winter sleep to look for his shadow. If he sees it, he regards it as an omen of 6 more weeks of bad weather and returns to his hole. If the day is cloudy and hence shadowless, he takes it as a sign of spring and stands and stays above ground. The groundhog tradition stems from similar beliefs associated with Candleman's Day and Day of early Christians in Europe. And for centuries, the custom was to have the clergy bless candlers and distribute them to people. Even then, it marked a milestone in the winter and whether the day was important. Okay, we got it from you guys, Gully.
don't blame me.
We got it from you.
Have you ever seen me asking a rat if it's going to be cold or not?
Yeah, but I'm saying, we got it from you people.
It never came from Liverpool, trust me.
Just you know what? You know where it really comes from, Ray?
What?
It's on this day, February 2nd, when the Germans were bombing England in the Blitzkrieg. Yeah. And when an Englishman popped his head up from a hole to see whether or not the Germans were coming.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what happened.
That's exactly how it's got to be.
Mm-hmm. It's 123 years old, the history of Groundhog's Day.
I'm sure we probably got rid of that 122 years ago, I think, to be honest.
I don't know. I just thought it's kind of ridiculous. I just want to know what the groundhog, I want to know how it works because it does seem to me that it's the same, it's the same thing.
They just make it up as they go along.
Yeah, they say, according to legend, if Puxtony Phil sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter. If he does not see his shadow, there will be an early spring.
So how do they know? Can they talk rat or something?
Okay, but they don't say when the spring is. The spring can begin anywhere from 6 weeks out. So it's the same. So no wonder. I think they've got it rigged to where the groundhog's always 100% right.
Would seem plausible.
Yeah.
He's got his own website, right?
By the way, the favorite thing about it is that the place where they do it in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, is called Gobbler's Knob. And I love the fact that they actually do it from a place called Gobbler's Knob.
That's a classic place.
Yeah. We're going on down to Gobbler's Knob.
How many people do you think have stood outside the sign for Gobbler's Knob with a camera and took a picture?
See, I would love that. I would love...
Just stand outside pointing at it.
I would love a photo from Gobbler's Knob. So, I hope you guys are enjoying the show thus far today. I want to pass along all the info for how to watch the show. You could either be watching it on our front page or on the Ustream chat room page and join all the people in the chat room. There's some pretty cool people in there. If you are watching it and you're afraid to get in the chat room, do yourself a favor and get in there. Because it is a very good time, or you're watching on your iPhone. Now, I do want to. I did do something new with the iPhone that is fantastic. My wife loves it, and I want to pass it along to everybody else. Sometimes there is some buffering. Okay. And with the buffering, my cat is eating the camera. And with the buffering, on your phone, you can't hear everything. Now, if you want, this is a tip. And Gully said yesterday to use F-Stream, but there's other programs. I use a program called Pocket Tunes. I love Pocket Tunes because it gives you internet radio from all over the place, and I just love it. But there are different programs that play audio over your iPhone and on your Droid and BlackBerry and things like that. And what you do is you get on, like, if you got an iPhone, go to your Safari browser and punch in chubbyray.com. Go to the right of the page, and you'll see something that says audio only feed, okay? And the audio only, it says listen live audio only from 4:30 to 6 p.m., blah, blah, blah. And it says click here. If you click there, all right? If you click there, you will hear an audio-only feed that if you have any of those programs we're talking to, then what you have to do is all you have to do is go ahead and What am I looking for? I'm sorry. Somebody rang my doorbell. It's freaking me out. All you have to do is punch that button, and the app will come up playing the audio, and that will go ahead and make your feed start playing. Okay? Very, very simple. Very easy. Very easy.
Simple.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to try to play a song or something because the cable company is dropping off this thing for my daughter that we're supposed to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to run out there and get the guy before he takes off. All right.
Okay.
So let me play. Can I play a quick song? I'm going to do it. I'm going to play my band, Ray Lyle and the Itchy Pickles. We'll be back with more Gorilla's Got News coming up in just a second. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Chubby Ray Live.
Yeah.
There you go, lesbian rocker. Debbie's complaining. She goes, every song, she goes, yo, it's the only song you play. There's a reason for that, Debbie. I own that song. Therefore, I give myself permission to put that on my podcast.
That works.
I'm trying to get, I am getting more. I'm gonna contact. So if you know somebody that's in a band and they do good music, have them send me their music and give me permission to put it on podcasting, and I'll gladly put their music on when we need a break. But when I need a break, then I need. Usually we don't take a break. I mean, we go straight through. We'll be breaking at some point soon. We're going to start taking breaks because we're going to start playing some commercials here before long. Before you start freaking out, okay, all right, we're not going to play a ton of commercials, all right? We're going to play a handful total, but we will begin playing commercials at some point here soon. So we're going to take a couple breaks that way. But when it's an emergency situation like today, what happened is I got the UPS guy was here. So I had to go answer it before he took off. So there you go.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were on Disaster and there was an advertiser that was selling the male enhancement pills?
Yes.
Can we get them back? That was a funny
commercial. I should try to get that all hooked up again. That was a national advertiser. I got national advertising back then. I could get all this stuff done. I can get it done again. You got to remember, I've been focusing on trying to get this show on radio station web pages. That was my original goal. But these radio station general managers who just don't have any foresight, I mean, they don't understand what it is I'm talking about. Like, there's some program directors that go, oh, my God, that's a great idea. But their general managers don't understand. They're like, well, how are we going to have the program if it's not on the radio station? You go, oh, my God. It's like, listen, we're just going to be on your web page. We don't want to be on your radio station. We just want to be on your web page. And they don't understand it because they're afraid of technology.
It's very sad, really.
So will that go on the I? And I'm like, oh, my God, you guys. So I can't just keep waiting for these people. I think we're only going to like we're just going to do it ourselves. So there you go. But yeah, we used to have advertising for lengthening pills.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of them, but I always thought that commercial was hilarious.
Which is weird because Dippa took some and it just made him taller. All right, let's get to the news, shall we?
Wait. Before we get to the news, did you like your present I gave you on Facebook today?
No, I haven't been on. What was it? Did you send me? I haven't been on Facebook.
Why haven't you been on Facebook?
I was on Facebook. I was on Facebook long enough to tell everybody that the show was live. That's as long as I've been on Facebook today.
All right.
I've been busy. You know, I've been busy doing some stuff, and I'm redoing resume and some stuff. Like, I'm putting together my cousin Buddha. Okay, was
it's
telling
the same
me.
Buddha I know.
Yeah. Well, no, it's my cousin Buddha was telling me this new resume and thing to put in, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to do this, and it's very, very. It's very, you know, it's a lot to it. So what I have done is I have basically rewritten and deleted my resume like 18 times today.
That must have been a pain.
Oh, it's a huge pain. But it is, the way he's talking about, it's very cool. It is really cool. Because I do a little consulting. I don't talk about this, and I'm not going to talk about much. I do a little consulting thing on the side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the consulting thing. He wants me to start marketing myself as a new media expert, which I am sort of a new media expert, wouldn't you say? I mean, I know this stuff. But the kind of consulting I do is sort of, it's private. Like the morning shows that I work with, they don't want anybody to know that I'm actually, you know, working with. They don't want anybody to know they're working with people. You know what I mean? So I do some. Yeah, it's I can't really be public about it.
It's pretty beer and hot wings.
But he wants me to. No, no. Trust me, it's not them. And you know why you know it's not them?
Because
they're not.
I have no idea.
Because they're not any better.
Is it Bob and Tom?
No. You see, if they were working with me, if they were working with me, they'd be better. So the only one I will give you is Free Beer and Hot Wings. I am not working with Free Beer and Hot Wings. And if you've been to their webpage, you definitely know I'm not working with them. But I've been doing it, which is why my webpage is not as good as it could be. You know, all these things. But anyway, so I'm trying to redo. So my cousin's like, really, he's like, you know, we really got to do this stuff. We got to get on it. All right. Got to get on it. And so you got to redo it. And we're putting together this, you know, this big thing. Mm-hmm. So I am trying to get it done. And I've redone it and ripped it up and redone it and ripped it up like 18 times today. So it's been a big, the whole thing's been a big mess. So I'm just going to start. I just said, screw it. Now I'm going to start over tomorrow. So I have not spent any time on Facebook. And my wife and I were up way too late last night. So she's complaining. She was all tired. Everything's been a mess. So there you go. Why are you laughing so much?
I'm just watching the camera. I have two monitors on my computer.
Okay.
So I moved the webpage over, so I'm looking at the monitor with the camera below it.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, and all I see is this cat's tail.
Oh, my God. Is she unbelievable? This my cat, I tell you, this cat, if you're watching the video feed, my cat is so enamored with this camera.
Is your daughter secretly rubbing catnip on it?
No, my daughter is taking a nap after school, thank God. It is so bizarre. Like, if Gully wasn't there, you would be able to see the cat right now.
The Muggy.
Yeah, like where Gully's picture is, you'd see the cat.
I'm gone, old duck.
So, yeah, it's a big... the cat's insane. She's crazy, this cat.
I want you to know, Ray, having me on cam is not a good way to get the American Lung Association as a sponsor.
I think, well, yeah, you're smoking. I didn't realize you smoked nonstop during the show.
I do. What else am I going to do?
And I know that, I mean, Gully actually looks good. Gully, you look a lot better in the afternoon show than you did in the night show.
Oh, I looked really rough. That was because it was 4 a.m.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, well, let's get to the news. Let's start talking about things. It is a Tuesday news day. It's the day we like to tell you a lot about the news. And Vanilla Gorilla does just that. Let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Chubby Ray Live News. Tuesday news day. The one and only. Vanilla Gorilla. Hit me.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello.
Speaking of better sex lives through outside sources.
Were we speaking of that? I didn't know we were speaking of
that. I didn't know that. Okay.
I had no idea.
With the advertisers.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right. We did mention that earlier.
Okay. Argentina's president, Cristina Fernandez, says that people in her country should eat more pork because it's better than Viagra.
Pork? Really?
That's what she says.
She claims...
that the other white meat helps the other white meat.
That
so
that pork will give you more enhanced erections.
An enhanced sex life with improved sexual activity.
Really?
So pork is good for porking.
I had no idea. I really had no idea that was the case.
She, wow. And I quote, "It is much more gratifying to eat some grilled pork than to take Viagra."
I had no idea that was the case. I'll have to try that.
It's good for making bacon.
Really, Gully?
I'm king of the puns today.
I'm going to write that down. I want everybody. All right, let's do a study, guys. On the night you have pork, let's see how enhanced your erection is as compared to not eating pork.
Say you take like rashes of bacon to the bedroom. Would that help?
Yeah.
I'd just like to know, do you have to consume it or do you just wear it upon your person?
As Tiffer is saying, Tiffer's saying in the chat room, pork helps you pork.
I wonder if that works for pork rinds.
Hey, I thought don't know.
Well, I'm a big fan of the pork rind.
Maybe pork rind is the secret. Maybe, who knows? Maybe pork rind, if you're eating pork rinds before you have sex, it will make your breath horrible, so I don't know why anyone would want to have sex with you, but it will make your erection stronger. We'll have to see. I was listening. You know, I thought a tiffer just said pork helps you pork. I thought a tiffer this morning. I was listening to Howard Stern on the satellite this morning. And he did a commercial for this chocolate, like this will, some woman, I guess, has a company where she like sends chocolate covered strawberries to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they charge a decent amount of money for these things. And I thought of Tiffer right then. I'm like, you know, boy, she's missing the boat out. I mean, they're spending some top dollar getting these chocolate-covered strawberries for Valentine's Day gifts.
You know, Ray, I've had chocolate-covered strawberries before, and they are nothing in comparison to the chocolate-covered bacon that Tiffer
made.
Tiffer made chocolate-covered bacon?
It's incredible.
So she should make chocolate-covered. She should make chocolate-covered bacon and strawberries for Valentine's Day.
Chocolate-covered bacon, that'll get you late on Valentine's Day.
Well, if the port, according to the South American, what country is she from again?
It's the Argentinian president.
Yeah, the Argentinian president. Pork is the key. I had no idea. So chocolate-covered bacon's really good, huh?
Oh God, it's
excellent. Sounds horrible.
I have never had it in my life. Never.
I never want it. I really never want to eat that.
I was skeptical at first myself. I was like, Gully, I was skeptical.
And Tiffer made that. And Tiffer made it for you?
Yeah, well, she brought them to a party we were all at.
Okay.
And I took like a little piece of one off, and then I ended up eating like half of it.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Well, I would be interested. I would actually be interested in trying that. I would love to. I bet that's good. I would love to try it.
Nope. Not a chance of me going near that.
Tiffer, our listener, Tiffer in the chat, she is, I mean, she bakes like nobody's business.
Oh.
I'm serious. That woman can bake.
And mix drinks, too. She makes an incredible apple pie.
One of these days, I need to start a company, all right? And I'm going to chain her to a kitchen and just have her work nonstop and then sell the goods.
Cook.
That'll be the key right there. Oh, all right, what else is happening besides bacon helping you?
This next story comes to us from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Kingsport, Tennessee. All right.
Yes. Two men allegedly caught hiding out with about $300 worth of snack cakes taken from the Chuck's Park outside of Kingsport Bread Company were arrested last Friday.
Where did they steal them from?
They stole them from the Kingsport Breaded Company.
And the Kingsport Breaded Company's, what kind of goods do they have?
It's like the butternut store.
Really?
Where you get like bread, kind of cheap, and you get snack cakes and stuff. And they went in. They went in. They stole a whole bunch of Twinkies, Zingers, streusel cakes, mini muffins, cupcakes, 100 calorie packs, and
piled
in a whole big car. Yeah, if you're gonna steal something, why don't you just steal the money and then go buy the snack cakes?
So wait a minute. What's the name of the company they stole it from again?
It's the Kingsport Bread Company.
The Kingsport Bread Company. And they went in and they stole
$300 worth of snack cakes.
Uh-huh.
I could see why that could be possible, though. I could understand the stealing of all that cake.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like if you buy them, like if you go to the butternut store and you buy like a twin pack of cupcakes, they're like 50 cents a piece. So how much is $300 worth of this stuff?
Yeah.
Where do you put that?
I can find a few places where I could put that, at least half of it.
So the two guys were just...
Oh,
they were just sitting there eating?
That's not even the best part.
They were just eating the...
That's not even the best part, Ray. You want to know how they caught them?
The rappers, maybe? I'm guessing.
Well, they had stopped and they had eaten some of it with the pile of wrappers. However, the night before, it had snowed.
Right.
So as they left from wherever they were eating, whatever it was they were eating, they find the wrappers, they follow their footprints right to them.
And how old were these people?
34 and 18.
So,
not the brightest then, though.
No? All right.
Well, they're from Tennessee.
Okay.
See, Gully doesn't understand that joke, but
no,
it's
I
real.
Do. Right. I do understand that there is some southern parts of the U.S. where thick people live.
Al Gore is from Tennessee.
So they broke in.
Yeah.
And they ripped off.
Yes.
Snack cakes.
Yes.
And then they just went and hid somewhere.
Ate some snack cakes.
And ate them.
Yes.
Because they had the munchies so bad, or?
I don't say why they stole them.
This is so bizarre.
They've got to be stoners. They've got to be.
It's something, right? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Because it's not a normal thought process to break in somewhere and steal a load of cakes.
You can't just be...
Well, and let's be honest. If I were to steal something, it wouldn't be snack cakes. To carry that, $300 worth is a lot of, like, cupcakes. And zingers and ho-hos.
I know. What do they cost?
Yeah, they can only be like 50 cents to a dollar.
Do we know what kind of cakes that they stole?
Yeah, it was Hostess snack cupcakes, mini muffins, streusel cakes, Twinkies, zingers, and 100 calorie packs.
So they were. well, I mean, at least they were,
Watching their title a little bit.
Figure. I mean, goodness gracious.
There's probably Diet Pop.
You guys want to call them?
Next to it.
You want to call them?
You got their number?
I have the number for the Merida Bread Company in Kingsport, Tennessee.
That's the one.
Let's see if we can get hold of them.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's see here.
I'm sure their phone was probably ringing off the hook all day today.
Yeah. It's a pretty good. I just want to know what they stole. It's just such a bizarre.
I know. I find the best ones.
My question is, how fat were these guys?
Well, I bet you they were both really skinny because fat guys don't steal things.
Because think about it. If me and you and Gully just gave up on,
We
just said, screw it, we're going to eat whatever we want.
I do eat whatever I want.
We could finish that off.
Yeah, but fat guys can't run from the cops. They don't really steal things.
You're
especially in
correct.
The snow, it's more like fall over from the cops.
They were busted because they could not run from the cops. This is great.
You remember that? Remember that commercial that says it was like.
No one's here right now to take your call. Please leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. If you need immediate assistance, please call 865.
Can I have some cake, please?
1431.
I'm having a ho-ho emergency.
I need your cakes.
Excuse me, but I'm having a Twinkie emergency.
Is that the Twinkie guys?
I need to get some Twinkies ASAP.
Can they deliver?
Could you please?
Give me your cakes.
I would like a wedding cake made out of ho-hos. I don't know. I couldn't get all of them.
Who has an emergency calling a bread store?
I don't know.
It's cake.
Why do they have an emergency phone number?
We should ring the emergency phone number. and ask them, why do you have an emergency phone number?
What kind of emergency? What kind of emergency are you actually having?
Well, let's be honest. They just got robbed.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of an emergency situation, I suppose.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Especially if you're fat and there's no cakes, that's an emergency,
right.
I suppose.
Yes, you're right. There is an emergency. I have seen a black person downtown. We are having an emergency.
We have run out of crosses to burn.
Oh, my God. Just hysterical. Oh, well. Yeah. So I wanted to call him, but I love the guy in the answer, The guy in the... The guy with the answer machine is very good.
It sounded like his voice was put on.
If you are having a baked good emergency, We ask that you please call 1-800.
Cake.
Let's see if we can find another. So we can find another number to call, because now I'm interested in this. This whole thing is interesting me.
About cakes?
Well, I just want to know. I want to know, like, how many, you know.
It's interesting you in making Gully hungry.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it's making me
hungry.
Isn't it making you hungry as well? I mean, I'm getting hungry.
You know, I'll be honest. I am not much of a snack cake eater.
Oh, my God. I love them.
I can't stand Twinkies.
Really?
Yeah, I hate Twinkies.
I will say this. I cannot remember the last time I had a Twinkie. And my daughter is not a big fan of Twinkies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just... Ugh.
She doesn't really eat a lot of them. Thank God. Because I would, you know... I'd hate to think what I'd look like, you know, if she... Oh, man.
Mercy actually got a box of Twinkies about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And when she got them, she didn't eat them right away. And she's like, I better hide those. And I go, why? Because you're going to eat them. I'm like, no. You're in no danger of me eating your Twinkies.
So you wouldn't eat the Twinkies.
I can't stand Twinkies. The only like snack cake thing I like are oatmeal cream pies.
And this is very odd because, you know, with all your marital problems, that's one of the problems.
I knew that was coming.
One of the problems is you and your wife is you have your own food. That's very odd. My wife and I, who's actually up, I just saw her in the background on my computer. We don't have each other's food. It's not like she says,
No.
That is my food. You can't eat it.
It's not like that.
You know, Gully, this is just another sign of the trouble in the gorilla marriarge.
It is not.
They each have their own food. That's a very bad sign.
You are reading too much into this.
I'm saying it's a very bad sign. It's not good at all.
So what is in these Twinkies? Explain.
It's like
you've never had a Twinkie?
We don't have Twinkies here, no.
It is a yellow. Yeah, it's a yellow cake, and inside it has creamy frosting on the inside.
I want to point this out. No Twinkies, but they got spotted dick. It's true.
See, you just wanted to say something they do, somewhere then, like me, yeah, the other day.
They do have spotted dick there. Is that...
It comes in cans.
Is that true, Gully?
Well, we do have spotted dick, but that's just like a...
What is spotted cake? What is spotted dick?
It's like a sponge cake with black currants in and stuff.
Oh, that just sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
no, it's
does,
not a very good cake.
Yeah.
It's not a very good cake at all.
Twinkies are very... Gully, you would love... I guarantee you would love... Be thankful you've never had a Twinkie.
Well, there is a shop in
and
London
where
you can
buy... Your sister says it's like an eclair. It's not... No, it's not an eclair. It's like... Imagine a piece of yellow cake, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And inside the yellow... Yeah, inside the sponge cake is just frosting.
Okay.
And it's hollowed out, and that's it. And you bite into it, and with every bite, you get the cake and the frosting. It's very good. And then they have ho-hos. You know what ho-hos are?
Nope.
Ho-hos are chocolate, and then they're dipped in, they have frosting filling inside of them, and then they're dipped in chocolate. And then there's chocodiles, which are Twinkies that have been dipped in chocolate.
I'm not a fan of chocolate cake. I like chocolate on its own, but chocolate cake, I don't know why. Just don't like it.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
It'll be, if Gully never comes to America, if he ever comes here,
yeah,
he's going to be like when Bender became human on Futurama.
Right.
And then they had to, like, we're going to have to, like, roll him everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Gully, one of these days I'm going to put together a cavalcade of American snack cakes just to send them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how you like them, because I have a feeling you would love them.
I think that night I'll have to get myself some light herbal relief
just,
as well.
I have
just,
a feeling,
just to help me eat it.
I have a feeling it'd be very bad for you, because like right now, at this moment, I'm now thinking about these snack cakes, okay?
I've never seen them before, and so am I.
And I've been on a diet, and I've been really good on the diet, but now that I've mentioned them, I cannot get them out of my mind. All I'm thinking about All that I am thinking about is the snack cakes.
What have I done? Deidre's going to kill me, by the way.
Yeah, and so it's going to ruin my diet.
You haven't ruined it yet, Ray. Think about broccoli.
I know. I got to get something else in my mind now.
Brussels sprouts.
Cheese-covered broccoli. Brussels sprouts. Green beans cooked in butter.
See, that's the stuff I like.
I have to have butter. Well, go. You're so svelte. I mean, good Lord, you're so thin.
Who, me? No, I like these are excellent. I love vegetables. I like my vegetables raw.
How are you so huge if all you eat is vegetables? Look at you.
It's not the only. I just don't like Twinkies. I didn't say I don't like some of the other stuff. I love eclairs. Cinnamon rolls.
I love French. Oh. Give me French pastry. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Just give me a huge tray full of vanilla cheesecake and a big spoon.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic.
That's stuff right there.
Yeah, that's just the ultimate fat man eatery. A huge cheesecake and one massive wooden spoon.
And you know what my one weakness is?
What's that?
Are Danishes.
I love Danish. A good Danish is hard to find. A good Danish is hard to find, especially around here. All right, let's continue with the news. Gorilla is making us hungry. I'm sure we'll hear some more stories of people ripping off delicious food. Did someone steal from a Sara Lee shop by chance?
No, but I will stay in Tennessee. We're just going to move over to Memphis.
Hey, by the way, can I mention this for my Uncle Steve's birthday? A couple weeks ago, we were in Chicago, and it was my aunt's funeral followed by my uncle's birthday party. But my uncle's birthday party became the memorial dinner for my aunt. Yeah. And then we had cake at the end of it.
So you've already ruined your diet.
Listen to this. No. Do you want to know how hard it was for me to not go nuts? He had a cannoli cake.
Oh.
I got to tell you, this cake was the most delicious cake. I had a piece about yay thin, all right? I mean, literally a sliver.
Oh.
So what's a cannoli?
It is an Italian pastry, all right? Oh, it's so it's like, it's round, like it almost looks like a burrito.
Okay.
It's like a baked cookie shell filled with a sweet cheese and it's like a sweet cheese and frosting combination, and they stuff a cannoli. All right, and it is an Italian delicacy.
Sounds nice.
A cannoli cake is cake, and then cannoli filling, the same filling they put inside a cannoli, they put on top of the first layer. Then they put a second layer of cake on it. And then in this case, it was a third layer. And then they cover it with a super sweet buttercream icing. And decorate. I got to tell you, it was heavenly. It took everything. This is why I think my diet might take, all right, this time around. Because I had one sliver of a piece, and I was able to contain myself from having more.
I can't contain myself right now. I feel like eating my own fist.
But I'll tell you something. There has not been a day that has gone by that I have not thought of the cannoli cake and how I wish I could have had one more piece of it. Or how I wish I would have just splurged and had a gigantic piece. I mean, I could have literally eaten five pieces of it. It was so good.
Damn you, cake.
I'm serious. It was so delicious. But I stopped myself and said, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Willpower.
Yeah, it was willpower.
I'm actually very proud of you, Ray.
Oh, my God. And have you had cannoli cake before, Gorilla?
Oh, yeah, that and tiramisu.
Oh, my God. Isn't cannoli cake? I mean, tiramisu is okay, but cannoli cake is like the angels have delivered it from heaven. It's so tasty. I mean, it is a godly type dessert. It's so delicious. cannoli cake is unbelievable.
I think I need to bib. I'm about to drool on
myself. My brother Bodie not only ate the cannoli cake, okay? He not only ate the cannoli cake, he cut off like a slab of it and took it home.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was like this big a slab. It was like a football-sized slab of this cake and took it home with him. I swear
to God. He might have a little bit left for it. You should call him up.
You don't know what? My brother Bodine had that eaten before he got back to Springfield. I'll tell you right now. He had that thing eaten before he even got back to town.
I'd have it eaten before they got to the car.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Because I think he ripped off a fork. He had to drive. He had to drive from Chicago to Springfield. I guarantee, and he took a fork. I guarantee you, he was eating that cake while driving the whole time.
I would be shoving fistfuls into it in my face. I wouldn't steal a fork. I'd just be grabbing fistfuls.
That's my brother. Laugh all you want, but I'm telling you, I bet he ate. I bet it was gone before he got home. I bet it was.
Now I gotta go find some now.
Yeah, I don't know if you could find some around here or not. You need a good Italian bakery to find this.
Well,
there's a place in town that cooks Italian bakery.
Oh, really? Well, they might be able to make one. The key is the sweetness of the. Listen to me. Can we stop? All right, let's just stop talking about this.
It's impossible.
Yeah, let's just stop.
You belts, I think.
They're not around anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Jack, listen, Jack View is in the chat room. He's absolutely correct.
That's me, Mom.
That's Jackie is that W.
Jackie W. Thank you. Is that your mom, Gully?
It is.
Jackie has it. Yeah, she's right. Why are we talking about it if we can't have any?
I can have as much as I want.
She's absolutely correct.
Just because she's diabetic and she can't have any.
Yeah, that doesn't affect me.
We need
me.
To stop talking about this.
I actually had Krispy Kreme a few weeks ago, so.
There's nothing better than a glazed donut.
Very nice. I was very impressed with your donuts.
Yeah. Where did you have Krispy Kreme?
They have them in the center of London in Canary Wharf, Big Tower. It's like a shopping complex. They've got like a lot of Americans work over there, so.
They actually made some Krispy Kreme. Good for you. Okay. Well, all right. Let's get back. We got to stop talking about this because it's driving me crazy. Let's get back to the news. Oh, Gorilla, hopefully with a story that isn't about food. Nothing like three fat guys. Dude, 20 minutes on food. What's wrong with you, Gorilla? My news continues.
Curtis Smith from Memphis, Tennessee. Almost got away with stealing the wishes of mini mall shoppers on Saturday.
What'd he do?
He took a head first dive into the fountain where people threw their change in to make wishes. He collected, out of change, he collected $32.68.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Nice.
He did this in front of people?
He was in the mall.
What mall was this?
Does not say. It just says it's in Memphis.
And he was in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
He dove into the fountain.
Collected some change.
In front of people.
Yeah.
And just started stealing change from the fountain.
$32.68. Why was he picking up pennies?
Yeah, what an idiot.
Just go for the expensive. Instead of the cheap.
I don't understand that. My daughter does that, by the way. She likes to throw pennies and stuff into the fountain.
Well, the money's only going to go to the people who run the place.
And, you know, yes, I know. You're right. Somebody's getting money.
It's not going to charity or nothing like that.
No, it's not. They don't give it to charity. They keep it.
Yeah.
All right, he got caught. Went to jail.
I wonder why.
Charged with theft of property under $500. And he is now being held on a $100 bond.
So he's in jail because of this.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even steal enough to bail himself out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's 68, 32 short of getting out of jail.
And you know, the thing about stealing change is, where are you going to put it all?
It's going to make a hole in your pocket.
Yeah, where do you put the change?
Or he's going to weigh his pants now.
Yeah.
You see him like walking out. He's like trying to run out of the mall with the huge pockets.
He'd end up with pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool ripping off change from a fountain.
Is that change in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
What's wrong with this jackass?
At least he wasn't stealing cupcakes.
This is true. All right, what else is happening?
This one comes from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
Yes, they're having a big HIV/AIDS campaign.
Well, AIDS is terrible in Africa.
It is.
South Africa.
But they're trying to teach the people of South Africa about safe sex. However, having a little problem.
Why?
President Jacob Zuma is apparently, there was just news that he is having his 20th child.
Oh, for God's
sake. Wow.
For him, safe sex is an option, I guess.
You know, they need to have some type of education for these people.
Well, they're trying, you know? Just the president. It's like, I don't know, it's like having Bill Clinton in office again. Imagine if Bill Clinton was talking to people about safe sex.
If Bill Clinton had one child.
Well, yeah.
He had one kid.
It's lucky. Yeah. It's very lucky that cigars can't impregnate people, isn't it?
I got to be honest. Clinton's actually a good example of how to use a birth control because he's only had one child. I got to be honest. I think my wife and I are a great example of birth control.
You'd fit in well in China.
We've got one child. One. And we've had a lot of sex. Lot. You know.
You would be a model Chinese
citizen.
Well,
my wife would consider it a lot. You know me. There's no such thing as a lot. I mean, there's no such thing as too much for me. But I'm a man. All man.
Yeah.
I'm like the president of South Africa.
South Africa. South Africa?
I'm the president of South Africa. If it was up to me, I don't understand all these people. You know, I take that back. You know, I'm going to take that back. I'll tell you right now. I don't think people who have all those children, I don't think they like sex that much.
So, is
I think they're lazy. In fact, I think they're lazy, and I'll tell you why. The least amount of sex I ever had is when my wife was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That is the least amount of sex I've ever had in my life.
So, is this all these children?
Well, let me finish this thought, because I'm going to lose it if I don't get it.
Okay.
The least amount of sex I ever had is when she was pregnant. So thank God she was pregnant once. Because if we'd have had 20 kids, that means we would have probably had sex 20 times. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I always go, these people with all these kids having all that sex, I don't think that's the problem. I don't think the problem is they're having all that. I think they're having sex so rare they forget to, you know, to take precautions. Because when like I said, my wife was pregnant, you know, don't get me wrong, the first few months it wasn't that bad. It was, you know. But the last few months, the sex is, you know, when she, because the women get pregnant, they start feeling all fat, and rightfully so. They gain, you know, it's a natural process that you gain weight. I mean, Gully, your sister was just pregnant, right?
Yes.
They get all fat, they get bloated, they feel terrible.
I'd imagine so.
You know, they do. There's natural things that go on the body. Their hips get wide. Their backs hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a natural dilation. They can't enjoy being pregnant, you know.
No, of course not.
I mean, you probably enjoy the baby kicking and the fact that you're bringing in a life. But most women that are pregnant, they just can't wait to no longer be pregnant.
Yep.
It's just, thank God it's 9 months for humans, because if it was like 4 months, ugh. You know what I mean? And like, their boobs get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't touch them.
You know,
because they're sore. They're always sore. Anybody who's got a pregnant wife, their boobs are great. They look phenomenal. But there's, oh, don't touch them. They're sore. You can't touch him. You can't touch him. Oh.
You know what, Ray? I've never had a pregnant wife.
Feel lucky.
However, However,
yeah,
I have to call BS on this story.
Why?
Or on your interpretation of this story.
Why?
Because I have had relations with women who were pregnant.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah. And then the other thing is, do you really want to? They're looking all bloated. They're looking all...
Oof. Some people get off on that, though.
Yeah, all you
listen,
gotta,
I'm
going to
say
something.
I'm going to say something a lot of people don't agree with. And it's probably going to make some women mad, but I'm going to say it anyway. The most beautiful woman I have ever known in my entire life is my wife. I'm very fortunate. She turns me on. She's always saying, oh, God, I'm getting older. I gain weight, blah, blah, blah. She says that all the time. She's never looked more beautiful than she does to me now. She looked gorgeous. And her breasts have gotten amazing. But when she was pregnant, all right, although it was amazing that we were pregnant, and I'm so happy that we had my daughter, I'm going to say something that's very unpopular. She's never been more unattractive than when she was pregnant.
All you got to do, Ray, is turn that turtle over.
She has never, ever looked more unattractive than when she was pregnant. And I don't care what guy lies to you and tell you how beautiful they were. My wife was so beautiful. She was so beautiful when she was pregnant. Or, I felt so beautiful when I was pregnant. They're lying. Women are never more less attractive than when they are pregnant.
So,
and these women who are pregnant 20 times, like this one, who's this one bitch on TV that has, they got the show, they got like all the kids. You know what I'm talking about?
Kate Gosselin.
No, not Kate Gosselin. They had another one. There's another one. They've had like 30 kids or something.
I've not heard of this.
This woman's been pregnant her whole life. And she's like my age. I can't. It's some religious family or something. They're on TLC or one of these channels.
It's got to be like bubblegum. I tell you, it's got to be like bubblegum.
Women are never, ever less attractive than when they're pregnant. And I'll tell you something. They always go, oh, my God, so-and-so's pregnant, and she's so beautiful. You want to see her more beautiful? Look at her when she's not pregnant. Like they say, oh, Demi Moore was so beautiful when she was pregnant. Yes. She was very pretty when she was pregnant. Look at her when she's not pregnant. She's drop-dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, Britney Spears was so beautiful when she was pregnant. Yes, look at her before she was pregnant. She was gorgeous. You know, for example, Sandra Bernhardt, she's ugly when she's not pregnant. Could you imagine how hideous she would look if she was pregnant? Oh! Hunters would want to shoot her. People would swerve at her in the street.
Do you know that president was, he's having all them kids? Was that with one woman?
Is it one? Oh, thank you, Gully. You're right. There could be several women.
I don't believe
that. Well, if it's one woman, she's gonna have an undercarriage, flippers.
Yes.
It's gonna trip over.
I know. What is that? She's gonna be tripping over her innards, which are hanging out.
It's like a seal.
By the way, listener Dennis says the name of the show is 19 and Counting. That I'm talking about. 19 children. Good Lord. Stop. You know, that TLC or Lifetime, whoever gave them that, they should be ashamed of themselves for encouraging these people to have more children. You got 19 kids. Stop.
She's going to end up looking like a face-hugger-off alien.
We can't afford to pay for one kid. How the hell are you affording to pay for 19? Stop being so goddamn selfish.
Because she's on TV, right? She's
19,
a star.
Really? 19 kids? Do you know what your green footprint, what your carbon footprint is with 19 children? How much water are you wasting? How much electricity are you wasting? How much are you hogging of valuable things?
Imagine what a vagina footprint would be like. Jesus
Good
Christ.
Lord. This is, are you kidding? After 19 kids, she probably goes in, gets in the catcher's position, goes, and says, all right, another one's out.
Hey.
She can't have any elasticity underneath or below her waist.
She doesn't have to push. She doesn't have to push at all. He just slides out.
I mean, listen, my brother has 8 kids. 8 kids. I don't. My mom had 6. She had too many. I don't. I gotta be. I think we should. It was never gonna happen, but I think we gotta cap the number of kids. And here's the other thing. You know the Trumps. You know Donald Trump, very rich guy. Mm-hmm. I use Trump just because he's branded as someone rich. I don't know how rich or how wealthy Trump is. I just think if someone was really wealthy as a CEO, why the hell do they have to do a TV show to get income? But I'll use him as an example. Donald and Ivana Trump had 2 children. Billionaires, 2 children. Bill Gates and his wife, I think they have 2 children. Yeah. 2. The guy's worth billions. Oprah Winfrey, $80 billion, 0 children.
Well, I'm not rich, so how does that work?
How come the Jackson family, living in the ghetto of Chicago, has 8 kids? 8 kids.
Give them something to do.
And they were on public aid the whole time. 8 children and on public aid. 8!
It's all about the moolah.
Why in God's name are the people worth billions of dollars having 2 children? And the people that have no money, no income, no job, they're having 8 children. This is what I'm talking about. This is the problem. And we do nothing to discourage these people from having children. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not this horrible person that thinks we shouldn't have, that people shouldn't have kids. But I think that it's very unfair to the children. It is very unfair to the children.
And it's very unfair to the rest of us that LaToya Jackson is around.
I have to agree.
Look at what they did to society. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is if you can't afford your children, maybe we shouldn't have them. And it's never going to happen because the religious right hates abortion. They hate birth control. They think abstinence is the answer. And I'll tell you something. When your life is not going as you wish, when you don't feel good about yourself, and listen, nobody whose life isn't going the way they want it to go feels good about themselves. You can fool yourself into thinking you feel good about yourself, but we are made as beings. There is a desire for us to always better ourselves. So we never really feel good about ourselves. And this revelation is something that has cost people millions of dollars going to psychiatrists to find out, you know. We're always hungering for more. We never really feel good about ourselves. And when things don't go as you want or things don't go as planned, think about it. You're living in the ghetto. You don't have much of an income. Your prospects are dim. And you don't feel good about yourself. One of the few things that you can do to feel good about yourself, I'll use me as an example. There are times I don't feel very good about myself. You know what I mean? I'll question decisions I have made or that I'm going to make. I'll question why I am so overly prideful sometimes, why I have done certain things. And at times, I'll be like, you know, I don't feel good. I don't feel so good about myself. I could be doing something different, and I, you know, blah, 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 okay? When I feel really, really good about myself, and this is honest to God, the best I ever feel, I don't care how bad a mood I'm in, I don't care how self-loathing I get, and we all get like this. I thankfully don't get this way very often. I'm very fortunate in the fact that I'm a very optimistic person. But when I do get like that, when I do get depressed, when I do start feeling bad, when I do start questioning or being self-loathing, whatever, all of these natural human emotions, there's 2 things. There's 2 things that always make me feel better. All right? One is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
saying I love you, Daddy, or giving me a hug, or you know what I mean? Somehow my child reinforcing that I'm a good person, you know. And number two, my wife having sex with me. Those are the two things that put me in a fantastic mood, make me instantly feel better about myself. There has never been a time in my life when my depression cannot be cured by my wife having a fantastic sexual evening with me. All right?
Fair enough.
Now, when your life is not going as planned and you're living in the ghetto and you are, and you feel bad about yourself, and how do you not feel bad about your situation?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a situation where having sex is going to make you feel better. Of course these people are going to end up having all these kids because they're so irresponsible. They got themselves into the situation, or they were born in the situation and there's a hopelessness involved that you don't take the 5 seconds to think about birth control. And that's one of the reasons that we end up with all of these. Or you like the children because they, you know, they make you feel good about yourself. So I'm just saying we're in a pretty messed up area. We're in a pretty messed up situation right now where you have people, and you mentioned it earlier, they'll have several baby mamas and guys being responsible for 15 children on this earth, and they don't even have a job. They have no way to support the children, but they'll have that many children. I'm saying that it is a problem. There is a problem in this country.
It's not just there. It's the same here, too. It really is.
You feel better. But don't you? I mean, think about it. Maybe not Gorilla because he's having marital problems. But everybody else, don't you feel better about yourself when you have sex?
Well, I've never had sex in my life, Ray.
Is that because your mother?
Who says I'm not having sex?
Is that because your mother is in
yes.
the room? No, but I'm saying, doesn't everybody feel better about themselves after having sex?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yes, it's very dangerous. I don't know. It's just very dangerous for these people, you know, in this situation to be out there doing that stuff. I don't know. It's just not very smart. And with the religious right being so against, you know, wanting to teach, so against education for sex or abortion. And I don't think abortion should be used as birth control. I really don't. But they're so against it. And they're so against, you know, going into schools and explaining to children, this is how you get pregnant and you don't want to be pregnant. The religious right is so against telling people, listen, children are wonderful gifts, but you got to wait, you know. I was in my 30s before I had a child. I knew 100%. Knew 100% we could afford the child before we had one. Anyway, so there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Just like to say thanks to my mom for saying that I'm gay.
Yeah. It was nice of your mother to say, your mother to say that you're a homosexual.
Yes, thank you, Mom. That's why I have a girlfriend.
This Tuesday News Day is preparing to wrap up. We've got time for one more, Gorilla?
Well, I wanted to say one real quick that my thought is I'm just happy I'm not Hillbilly Joe.
Yes. Hillbilly Joe, by the way, I think has 4 or 5 children.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I just want to point out, Hillbilly Joe, 5 children.
He has more children than he has teeth.
Yeah. Hillbilly Joe, 5 children. Steve Jobs of Apple, I think he's got 2.
There's something to it, really.
Just saying. You know, I'm just pointing it out.
Well, I have no children and I don't have a pot to pee in, so I'm going against the curve.
Well, but when you do have a child, when you do decide to have that, you'll make sure that you have something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll make sure that I have money.
Like,
I wouldn't have one.
You're like me. You're like, listen, if I can't afford it, I'm not going to have one.
True.
There's a common sense that goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, we get time for one more story, Gorilla. What do we got?
From the religious right, out of Warsaw, Poland.
All right.
A Polish priest has installed an electronic reader on his church for school children to leave their fingerprints in order to monitor their attendance at Mass.
Wow.
What was, I'm sorry, what was that again?
This priest from Poland, right. He installed an electronic reader so that you can come in, put your thumb on it, and it will let you know if they were there for Mass.
So, they want to make sure you're there with an electric thumb reader?
Yeah. You have to come in. If you're not attending Mass, I'm sure he stops by your house.
That's like 1984.
I don't get. Why would you want to go to church to somewhere that like forces you to go?
I don't know.
You'll be shocked.
Shouldn't it be your decision?
Well, it's Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's either go to church or get drunk, because that's all people in Poland seem to do.
What are you going to do?
They're either builders or the drunks, the Polish.
I don't get, yeah. Is it mandatory to go to, this is what I'm saying, is it mandatory to go to church?
It is for these kids, apparently. They have to attend 200 masses and they'll be free from their obligation.
Oh, so this is like a punishment.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm all for it.
So long as it's for punishment.
I got to be honest. If my kid ever acts up, that's one of the things I'm going to do.
Make her go to Mass?
Make her go to Mass. Because right now, she doesn't want to be Catholic. See, my wife is Catholic. My wife was raised Catholic. I was raised in a Christian church. And trust me, I got problems with both of them. But, you know, I believe in God and all that stuff, you know. But we're not an overly religious family. And it was an issue when my daughter was born. My mother-in-law wanted her to be Catholic. Meanwhile, my mother wanted her to be Christian, you know, go to the Christian church. So my wife and I, we decided rather than start taking her to church as an infant, we would wait till she was old enough to make a decision. And then maybe we'd all go as a family. All right? And so she's to that age now where she starts asking questions and talking about it. And she's sort of leaning towards the Christian church because she's not fond of the Latin and doesn't want to have to go to church and eat wafers. And you know what I mean? I think the thought of confession and confirmation and catechism and all that stuff has kind of turned her off.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sort of leaning towards the Christian church where you just kind of show up, listen to some guy talk, sing a couple songs and go home. You know, I think she's leaning towards that. But we really haven't forced her to go. So which, I hate to say it, but if she really does something wrong, I think I'm going to start forcing her to go to church. So I hate
to
treat
Hail Marys for
you. I think it's terrible to use church as a punishment.
Why?
I don't
She's
know.
Like,
listen,
to me.
Because if for example, if we lived in Chicago, I'll tell you who's got a good church. My Steve. You guys know Steve. He's my uncle, but he's one of my best friends as well. He goes to a really good church in Chicago. So if we lived up there, we'd go to church with Steve on Saturday nights.
Jeremiah Wright is his pastor.
No, yeah, he goes to Jeremiah Wright. Yeah, we all scream out, "Burn, Whitey, burn! Down with Whitey! Die!" With Whitey. No, if we lived in Chicago, we would go to church with Steve and his family on Saturday nights. I'm convinced we would. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. Because it'd be a family thing, and we know them, and they're pretty high up in the church, so we'd immediately, just through association, be given benefit of the doubt. Like, we wouldn't have to prove ourselves to people, you know. They'd be like, oh, they're related to Steve, so we'd get the pass, you know.
Church status.
Yeah, we'd get immediate church status. But right now, I'm saving church from when my daughter really screws up, then we're going to force her to go to church. But I think that will probably be...
Make her go to a Kingdom Hall.
In the end, that would probably be detrimental to her. Because then she wouldn't like church, which is sort of what happened to me. When I was young, my mother forced me to go to church, which so as an adult, I don't go. You know.
I was kind of force-fed it in school that some of the teachers were priests, and I hated it. I hate everything
about it. I don't want to go to a church. I don't want to go to a church that is political either. I don't want to go to some church that tells me Obama's bad, because I don't think he is. I like Obama. I don't need a church telling me what to think politically. So there's an issue, too. I don't want to do that. Oh, well.
Hallelujah.
Yep. So that's what I'm thinking about church.
Church is a punishment.
Right.
That would work.
But I think maybe in Poland they got it right. Make them go to church.
I like the way that the encompassing church and technology to keep the kids in line.
By the way, did you hear the priest in Southern Illinois who ripped off the Walmart? Did you hear that story last week? It was on Saturday Night Live, too.
No.
Sean Belint went to school with him.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Sean went to grade school and high school. He was friends. Sean Belint is friends with the priest that ripped off the Walmart.
It's starting to make more sense now.
He's going to be on the show later this week. He's trying to fix his schedule where he can be on. And I want him to tell the story when he gets on.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. I want him to tell it. He knows the priest. And he was supposed to do the story on his radio station, and he didn't have time because at the same day another story happened, so he sort of bumped it. And when he's on, we should all give him grief because I said, you knew that guy, and you didn't want the story to, you were protecting him.
That's right.
Did you hear about the English priest who said it was okay to shoplift if you're poor?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he got sanctioned by the bishop. He got bashed by the bishop.
Well, yeah, I would think
and,
so.
He said, well, it's okay if you're poor. You can actually go shoplifting.
Did you hear about the guy who played for the Oakland A's? There's a guy who played for the Oakland A's. He's in the Oakland A's farm system. A very, very good baseball player, a good hitter. In fact, he's such a good hitter. He was the MVP of the Arizona League, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a he was going to go to the Oakland A's, like to their big league camp for spring training. He's that good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It really is an unbelievable story. He was the MVP of the Fall League. Everyone's like, oh my God, this guy's going to be the next big thing. His name is Grant Desme. D-E-S-M-E. And he is a guy who, I mean, Desme was going to be a star. Okay? So the Arizona Fall League ends in, I think it ended in December. He is named the MVP. Everybody's like, this guy is going to be huge. On January 22nd, he went to his bosses, okay? He went to his bosses with the Oakland A's, and he told them, I'm quitting the team.
Wow.
And they said, what? They said, what? He goes, I'm quitting the team. They go, why are you quitting the team? Honest to God, he said, this guy is 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've had a calling, and because of that, I am joining the priesthood.
What?
What a crazy guy.
What an idiot.
Is that the general manager of the Oakland A's called him and said, Grant, listen. You are on the verge of fame, fortune, more money than you could ever imagine. More power than you could ever imagine. You could praise the Lord from a pulpit even bigger than your church when you are a member of this team. I mean, say what you want about Kurt Warner. You know, he's a big Christian guy. And Kurt gets on a national, he ends up getting it into a national thing. And when he's interviewed, what's he always say? All power to Christ Almighty, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? He it's his way of giving back to the Lord. He feels that he could, maybe some people who are looking for something, that he might be able to help them find it in the way that he, you know, talks about the Lord from on nationwide TV or national TV. Grant Desme told Billy Beane, he said, I thank you, and I'm flattered, but I've had a very powerful calling, and it's much more important than fame or fortune will ever be.
What a crazy guy.
And yeah. So he has decided that he is retired from Major League Baseball. He has entered the seminary, and he will be a priest. It's an unbelievable story. Some experts are saying this guy has power, speed, a strong arm. There was no doubt about this guy being a superstar in Major League Baseball. It really is something. Like, these scouts that have seen this guy play say this guy was going to be the next big thing. But the
you
guy
gotta
just
admire.
Part of me is going, God, is this guy crazy? But I'll tell you, another part of me says, you know what? He had a calling. He feels strong about this, and you know what? He had the guts to say, you know what? Fame and fortune and everything that goes with it is not as important to me as, you know, as helping people. And he had a press conference, and he just told people, he said, although I was doing well at baseball, I really had to get down to the bottom of things in life. I was not at peace being a professional athlete. I have thought about being a priest for about a year and a half. I didn't tell anyone, but now I made my decision. He said, I love baseball. I will always love baseball, but I aspire to higher things. And as I do this, I know I have no regrets.
I don't know.
It must be nice to have that clarity.
Yeah, it is very clear.
$20 million a year. I mean, he'll look back on that one day going, oops.
He's the second professional athlete in the last few years to do this. Chase Hilgenbrink was, I believe, a forward for the New England Revolution of the MLS, so Major League Soccer. He quit soccer to enter seminary. Now, Hilgenbrink was okay, and he was in the – it wasn't like he was in the European leagues or on the national team or anything like that. You know, I mean, he wasn't on, like, the USA team. But he was okay. He was pretty good. But he was not a star on the level that this guy was going to be. I mean, this guy was going to be a huge star. In his last game, it's kind of cool, he hit a home run.
It's like God giving him a high five.
Yeah, God said, listen, all right, you're leaving, and he said, my days off the field gave me time to think about what's most important to me. I have read and studied the Bible. I've talked to teammates about faith. In retrospect, the injuries that I had, he had injuries during this last year. He said, the injury I had was the biggest blessing God ever gave me. It helped me make my decision.
Thank you, God, for breaking my leg.
His family has backed his decision. And he said he's entering this seminary. So we wish him luck. Now, I just want to say, is there something against, can priests not also play?
I think they're supposed to live a life of poverty, aren't they? Pious and poverty?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not Catholic, so. You're right. If they have to live a life of poverty, then he couldn't do that. But you know what, though? He's young enough. By the way, DC says, couldn't he have just played for the Padres?
That would work.
That's actually pretty good. I would think that, well, like Gully says, you got to admire his conviction. That really is amazing.
Yep, it is. I still think he's insane, but, you know, at least he believes in something.
Yeah. I wish to God I had that. I wish I was so positive about something. Wouldn't it be nice to be so positive about something? And I guess in one thing I am. I'm positive about my marriage. But to be so sure of yourself, to be so sure of your decision, that you make it, that you say, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to give up on this other thing because this is what I know. This is what I know I need to be doing. Wouldn't that be something to be that sure of yourself? You know?
It would be nice, I suppose.
Yeah, it would be nice to be to have that much clarity in your life. Oh well.
I think it's blind faith, yeah. To be honest.
Well, I think you obviously have to have that to be a priest. All right, anyway, the show's wrapping up. Gorilla, you got anything else for us?
News-wise, or do you want me to go ahead and...
No, we're done with the news. Anything else? Is anything else going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to put it out there again to everybody that I'm going to making a new opener for the show.
Oh, can't wait.
I still need people. I got a few people already confirmed that they want to do it, but I still need about 5 or 6 more people.
All right, so JC and Debbie and all you people who have your Skype connections... Get hold of Gorilla. Let's get this done.
I'm hoping to have it done Monday.
All right. Okay, you guys all have Skype. Get hold of Gorilla. Let's get this done. And Cowboy Volk, I know you have Skype. Yellow Fury, I think Yellow Fury's got it. You guys who have Skype, get hold of him. I want to get this thing done. I cannot wait to hear it. I'm very excited. Gully, anything going on with you today?
Not much. It's pretty quiet. Right. Snot-filled and quiet.
I am preparing. I'm going to watch a little bit of Lost from last week. Then I got the hour-long recap at 7. And then 2 hours of the Lost finale. I have a boner thinking. I'm so excited about it. I really am. I'm so excited.
It's actually just kind of disturbing. Yeah,
I can't wait. I cannot wait for Lost. My favorite show in the history of television. Oh, love it.
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
All right, thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time, as always, with another edition of Chubby Ray Live. I am the one and only Chubby Ray. With me, as always, the one and only Gully and Vanilla Gorilla. Talk to you guys tomorrow. So long, everybody. Say it, Gorilla.
Goodbye, chicks!
Say goodbye, Gully!
Tati Bogle.
Tati Bogles, everybody.